Texte numéro 101. Women's sport is underfunded and ignored, charity claims. Women's sport is underfunded and ignored, according to a broad coalition of MPs, peers, sportswomen and broadcasters, who have warned that the summer's Olympic legacy for women's sport is in danger of being wasted. The Women's Sport and Fitness Foundation called coverage of women's sport shocking. Only 5% of media coverage, and said the government must do more to promote women's sport. Research from the charity revealed that women's sport receives just 0.5% of all commercial sponsorship, while women are underrepresented in national governing bodies. It has been the most amazing summer for women's sport, and we must not now let the moment pass, said the CEO of the foundation. More coverage is not going to just happen on its own. We need action from the government, media, and commercial partners to make this happen. The charity was joined at a meeting in the House of Lords by Olympic champions and politicians, all women. They called for more media coverage, more programmes aimed at girls in school, more female leadership in sports organisations, and more opportunities for women and girls to get involved in sport. Only 12% of girls at the age of 14 are taking part in the recommended amount of activity, and that has very serious ramifications beyond sport, said one participant. This summer, we saw female athletes who were strong, powerful, and inspiring. Let's see them celebrated as athletes, rather than dressing them up in evening gowns. 3/4 of people surveyed by the charity wanted to see more media coverage of women's sport, while 81% thought female athletes at London 2012 provided better role models for young girls than other celebrities. Rowing gold medalist Granger said she had not become a sportswoman to be a role model, but took her role seriously. It was an amazing summer for women's sport. Everywhere I've gone since then, everyone is still buzzing with excitement and sense that everything is possible. The stage was utterly set for the Girl Power Olympics, she said. The Shadow Secretary for Culture, Media and Sport called for a parliamentary inquiry into media coverage of women's sport. She called for women in sport not to accept the status quo. She also called for more aggressive use of the Equality Act, saying it should not be legal for men to be paid more prize money in sporting competitions, for women to be excluded from sporting clubs, or for men's teams to travel in business class while women were in economy. If these things are not against the law, we need amendments to the Equality Act, she said, adding that if they were against the law, we need to bring every single case before the courts. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2012.